杀死。抓他！杀他！杀他！杀他！杀他！杀他！ See him intervening in your future. See him taking over the battles that the enemy planned for you tomorrow. My, yeah, 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 yeah. Lago go, yeah, 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 yeah. See him going ahead of you. He said to Cyrus, I'll hold your hands and go before you. I go in front of you. I make the crooked places straight. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Who is my name? Jesus. Jesus. Wave your hands because something has just happened. A tomorrow that was not certain has just been handled. A battle in front has just been fought and won. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Give the Lord a praise before you sit down. Shake the hands of seven people. Tell them he holds your future in his hands. He holds your future in his hands. We'll be right back. Lagos to take yourself. If that was all that we received tonight, that message was enough. Dr. Mr. Nenche used to call it message in song. Each of the songs, they carry a message. And you are living with that message tonight. In Jesus' name. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, and in verse 17. But what saith the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking on the subject, helping, in bracket, enhancing your faith. Helping or enhancing your faith. Our objective is to understand what it takes to help one's faith to stand. By way of introduction, it's important that we know that faith is so crucial to the very existence of the child of God. Very crucial to the very existence of the child of God. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, the just shall live by his faith. So the enemy attacks and confronts faith. Deliberately attacks and confronts the faith of the saint. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So faith is a fight. No wonder in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, Paul the apostle said, I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and that fight is to make me keep my faith. So if faith must be kept, there is a fight. On a continuous basis, the enemy fights faith. It is the confrontation of conviction. Trying to do things and cross things that try to undermine your belief. To shake your conviction. But he is a loser. That is why faith must be helped to stand, because the aim of the enemy's confrontation of faith is to occasion the failure of faith so that faith can fail. He confronts faith to make it fail. That was what Jesus told Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, all the way to verse 32. He said, and the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift. That he may sift. And if you want, that he may shift. Shift you. Shift you from faith. Because the difference between sifting and shifting is not much. Sifting means, and shifting means to shift. That he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. Why? That your faith fail not. The purpose of the sifting is the failure of faith. The reason why he wants to shake you is to cause your faith to fail. That devil is a bastard liar. That thy faith fail not. And faith must not fail. Because if the just shall, the just lives by faith, It means when faith fails, life is at risk. If your life is hanging on your faith, and the devil brings you to a point where you don't know what to believe, it means he can cut you anytime, and that is not your portion. So we must make up our minds to maintain the confrontation. About 37 years ago, around the year of 1986, is that the time? Yes. I was going to do deliverance for somebody. Overnight, from night till morning, the enemy attacked me with an oppression. And the statement is, you need prayer. Who are you going to pray for? That was the aim. That is, I had a confrontation overnight that under normal circumstances should require that somebody pray for me. But I went for that. I dared that devil. So you came too late. This deliverance schedule is on schedule and it will hold. Went, prayed for, it was the spirit of witchcraft. That person had the spirit of witchcraft. I went, cleared those devils out. While I was praying, her eyes were open in the spirit. I said, tell me what's going to say. I see dogs running out of me. Dogs were running out of her. Delivered. Got married. Got children. So the devil, where are you now? He came to shake my faith. He came to confront my conviction. He came to say, physician, heal yourself. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That time I had rededicated my life just within that 1 year. But we're so much on fire that we're delivering people already. Am I communicating at all? That is why you must make up your mind. You must make up your mind, because the exploits you will make are at the mercy of your faith. Your spiritual exploits and results, they are anchored on your faith. So if the devil causes your faith to fail, then your results disappear. So, what are the things that will enhance your faith? What do you do to enhance your faith, to help your faith? Number one, continually feed your spirit with the word of God. Some of the things I'll be saying are things you have heard before. But if there is any reason for repetition, it's for the sake of retention. Continually feed your spirit with the word of God. Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 7. He said, you should consider, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. They spoke to you the word that was behind their faith. So the presence of the word is the presence of faith. They spoke to you the word of God, whose faith follow. These men have word, so they had faith. So, to connect with word is to connect with faith. In Acts chapter 6 verse 7, in the early church, the Bible said, and the word of God increased, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. As the word exploded, faith exploded. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8, it said, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord. Not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith towards God is spread abroad. As the word sounded, faith exploded. Continually, feed your spirit with the word. Number two, avoid the company of negative talkers and negative people. Negative talkers and negative people. You will never be able to remain in faith if those who surround you talk negative and speak negative. Numbers 13, 33. When the 10 spies were giving their report, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which were come out of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Verse chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, woe to God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or woe to God we had died in this wilderness. And all the children of Israel murmured, wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land? What happened? They listened to negative talkers and negative people until faith gave way for fear. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 25, God was talking to the children of Israel, and he said, this day I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under heaven. How will I put that fear? They shall begin to hear report of you, and they shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. That is, I will make them hear things that will make them fear. So what you hear determines what you fear. There is a connection between your hearing and your fearing. I hear. What you hear determines what you fear. If the devil wants you to fear things, he will make you to begin to hear things. There are people who heard about certain kinds of diseases until they got it. Everywhere they go, the devil just keeps make them hearing it. Am I communicating? What you hear determines what you fear, and what you hear determines how you fare. How you fare. What you are hearing is either feeding your faith or fueling your fear. For faith cometh by hearing, fear also cometh by hearing. Hola, hola. Am I communicating? There are people who have details of things that you don't need to hear. Smith Wigglesworth will never hear the detailed story of anybody's sickness. No, he won't. He says, sir, I came to you for prayer. So I have been to several places. Lester Sumrall had prayed for me. F.F. Bosworth has prayed for me. Charles Price has prayed for me. And even Alexander John Dowie, the great Alexander John Dowie of Zion City, Illinois, has prayed for me. His disciple John Gillick also prayed for me. And here am I. In fact, your friend in England, what is his name? Howard Carter, also prayed for me. That was Smith Wigglesworth's bosom friend. They all prayed for me, but I have not seen any result. But I hear that you are an apostle of faith. This thing, when he wakes me up in the night, I will be hearing as if there are demons walking on the roof. You know what? When you make the first statement, you know what the man will tell you? Shut up! Don't quench my faith! He doesn't want you. He said your talking is attacking his faith. He doesn't need the detail. He wants to clear out that devil. You don't bring newspaper into his house. No, you don't. Lester Sumrall, the first time Lester Sumrall was visiting Smith Wigglesworth, he had newspaper under his arm. He said, what are you carrying there? What is under your arm? He said, don't bring that bunch of lies here. There are people, CNN is their own TBN. And other channels. Say, so I wanted to tell you about the earthquake in Turkey. And then from there, there was a lot of terrorist attack in Afghanistan. And then from there, some people's head were cut off in... By the time you finish hearing that throughout the day, in the dream of the night, you will see a devil looking for your head. And we're not saying that it's not good to be, it's not that you're not to be current. There are some people whose job description demands that they be current. Am I communicating? That they be current with current affairs. But if you want your faith to be on fire, it's not even every gossip you want to hear. It's not even everything. They say somebody, do you hear what some people are saying about? You don't need that. You are polluting the fountain of your destiny. He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't quench that heart with bitterness. Don't suffocate the same heart that is the fountain of your destiny. Don't suffocate it with malice, with bitterness, with strife, with all the things that they will tell you to pollute the simplicity of your heart. After a while, you become complex. You become a different person. You can't smile for anybody anymore. Because everybody is a suspect until proven otherwise. No. Don't let any man or devil denature you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. If the devil wants you to fear anything, he will make you to start to hear the things. And then the fear comes. And as the fear comes, the faith goes. Avoid the company of negative talkers and negative people. Number three. Feed your spirit with good report and testimonies of the acts of God. Feed your spirit with good report and testimonies of the acts of God. I've said this over and over again, and I'm sure we're going to get that ready. Where you have the compendium of all that you are having is just testimonies. One of these days we'll have an MP3. You know, the testimonies that we take before the choir and all of that, just put together all of it, just a whole 60 minutes, 1 hour, 20 minutes, whatever. Just one to another, to another, to another, to another. I'm sure you heard what I said just now. The media and all of that hearing. Because look at that. Judges chapter 5 verse 10. Judges chapter 5 verse 10 to verse 11. He says, speak ye, ye that ride on white horses, ye that sit in the judgment and walk away by the way. They that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of the drawing of water. I'd like you to follow this picture. These people were in the midst of battle. And arrows were flying, archers. And God delivered them from death at the places where they went to draw water. Those people began to rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord. They were rehearsing. They were talking about how, boss, if you saw how I escaped. Everybody was rehearsing how they escaped the landmine, how they escaped the armor tank, how they escaped everything at the place of the drawing of water. They said they rehearsed the righteous acts of the Lord. Even the righteous acts of the Lord towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. After they have finished rehearsing, then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. What they heard charged them into the fight. He gave them enough for, you see, the Bible says we shall turn the battle to the gates. He gave them enough audacity, enough confidence. If God can deliver me like that, I'm looking for that devil. I am looking for that devil. I am looking for that devil. They charged down to the gates. They didn't return to their house to say, thank God we escaped. They said, I want to look for more devils to finish. The testimonies of the acts of God bring people an impartation of audacity and authority to face and finish the enemy and his agents. Don't forget that. Testimonies, rehearsing the acts of God, remembering what he did, whether for you or for somebody else, gives you the capacity to dare the devil. Gives you the capacity to dare the battles. That was what happened to David. I was keeping my father's flock. And a lion came. And a bear came. And I went, I smote him. And he took a little sheep and I smote him. And when he turned to fight me, I smote him and pulled the sheep out of him. The God who delivered me from the lion and the bear. Hey! He will make this giant a walkover. You know what happened? David was not just talking and just talking. Before you could say praise the Lord, he charged towards Goliath. He was the one who charged towards Goliath. He ran towards the giant. He ran towards the giant. When he remembered how he finished the lion, how he finished the bear, how God delivered him from the, he just charged towards the giant. Oh. And he knew that the giant was meant to be a walkover. And the giant was instantly, and the Philistine came on and drew near to the, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked at David, all of that, that's too long. And David charged, he ran. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Something is happening for someone here today. Every trace of fear in your heart, I declare it dies right now. Shout the loudest amen. Place that scripture on the screen. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted. He ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Why? Every time he remembered his deliverance, he charges him up. Get ready. Something is about to happen to you. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Feed your spirit with good reports and testimonies of the house of God. Number four, I just quoted 1 Samuel 17:34 all the way to verse 37. Number four, keep watch over your eye gates. Keep watch over your eye gates, the gates of your eye, against negative impute. Watch. Why is this important? The same way with the ear. What the eyes see affects how the heart feels. What the eyes see. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 51. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 51. He said, my eye affects my heart because of all the daughters of my city. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 5. Look at what he said. Zechariah chapter 9 and in verse 5. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful and Ekron, for her expectation shall be ashamed. There are things you see that cause you to fear. You watch the gates of your eyes. If you are an expert in horror movies, that's bad habit. Not just bad, but disastrous. Negative, negative. In those days, you will watch, I had watched some movies in time past, many years ago. You see how, let me give you a typical example. how a bad person enters somewhere. Long story made short. In those days, I'll tell myself, I said, this thing didn't end well. It ended as if evil is stronger than good. This did, it didn't end well. It left you hanging as if you should expect disaster. It's not correct. A bad person came, wiped out the whole family. Film ended. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is a useless film. That may have the hand of the devil inside to saturate the climate with fear, with terror, with evil report, and with the notion that evil is winning. So don't do the devil the favor of sitting down to watch such garbage. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I watched one many, many years ago where a young woman was captured by some bad people, taken into a dungeon, a forest somewhere. Plenty bad people. And here comes this guy, very brutal. He stepped into their midst and wasted everybody. Rescued that woman and took her back. I said, good film. That is to say, irrespective of where you found yourself, help is coming. And help can come. And I think that Christians should begin to be more aggressive in making these kind of things available to our generation. So that people can have options. Things you will watch, you will learn positive lessons and be writing while you are watching. And then you have a take home with yourself. But beloved, aimless. Somebody sent me a clip the other day. Say, a clip of how some terrorist people operate against us. I don't have time to watch it. I can't watch it. You understand what I'm saying? I can't. You don't waste your life watching such. We know the devil is bad. Totally bad. So we don't need to watch the extent of the badness. Can deal with him on face value. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. There are some of us who need to go home and clean out your shelf and clean out your system. And then another way in which the devil will show you what you don't need to watch is in the dream of the night. If you didn't watch it deliberately in the day, it comes to show you pictures in the night. Right? Pictures in the night where he shows you a symptom or the other and call this your symptom, his symptom, not your own. It shows you a scenario where you found yourself in a scenario you couldn't have found yourself in the physical. That under no circumstance. And they say, here you are. I say, I'm not the one. When you wake up from the dream, before you sleep back, if you ever woke up that night, delete it before you sleep. Gather contrary scripture, because scripture can tackle picture. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Many, many, many years ago, the devil gave himself a symptom in the dream, and he said it was mine. And I told the devil, you are a bastard. You are a bastard. Dealt with him. One day I told him, I said, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. What you are suggesting can't live here. One scripture, Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And once it arrives, whatever came with it, because at times negative emotion comes with the dream, it comes with the fear, all manner of tension. Tension comes with it. Once you get the right revelation, it dissipates like pouring
cold water on hot stove just dissipates. Next thing you go to sleep. But you watch the gates of your eye. Whether this physical eye or the eyes in the dream world or in the realm of the spirit, watch it. And don't let any devil imprint any picture on your heart. Somebody say amen. I prophesy to somebody here. Everything the devil has tried to show you, whether in the physical or in the night, that has become fixed on your heart. You are trying to remove it and delete it, and it's not clean enough. I prophesy today, it is clear now. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, shout the loud, must say amen. Keep watch over your eye gates. Number 5. Keep company with the faith filled. With the faith filled. Let your closest friends be people who either they have faith or they are interested in faith. Avoid the company of the doubt filled. Avoid it. They are not your enemies. But you must understand that, understand two things. First, company affects conviction. The people around you, your life, begins to affect what you believe. Company affects conviction. Meaning, second, is that your friends influence your faith. There are people who stopped going to church because of the kind of friend that got into their lives. In fact, there are some people who changed faith completely. Your friends influence your faith. Numbers chapter 14 verse 6 to 9. You saw Caleb and you saw Joshua. When the people brought evil report, Caleb hung around Joshua. Joshua hung around Caleb. And they brought the opposite report. Nothing sharpens iron like iron. What did I just say? Nothing sharpens iron like iron. Proverbs 27:17. If you are iron, don't company with wood. Wood cannot sharpen iron, no matter how strong the wood is. Whether it's mahogany wood, iroko wood, wood is wood. The relationship between iron and wood will cause losses for both. Bring iron close to wood and rub them together. Iron becomes blunt, wood becomes injured. Hallelujah. That was the same company that Peter and John kept in Acts chapter 3 verse 1. Peter was going to the temple at the hour of prayer. And there was nobody he could carry but John. John was his faith partner. John was his partner in fire. Partner in audacity. Such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. When it comes to the matter of faith, you don't manage friendship. Be good to all people, but be selective in your friendships. Be friendly with everybody, but be the friends of few. Am I communicating? Avoid, keep company with the faith filled. Hang around those who challenge you to step out of the boat. Hang around those who assist you to walk on water. Run away from those who want you to sit back in the boat. Number 6, spend time to know your God. Spend time to know your God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Know God. Daniel 11:32. The people that don't know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
two things the knowledge of God will do for you. Number one, knowing God by spending time in His presence brings the assimilation of His character. The assimilation of His character. The more you hang around His presence in knowing Him, the more like Him you become. And God fears nothing. And with God, everything is possible. The knowledge of God is fuel, brings the assimilation of His character. And number two, the knowledge of God imparts confidence in God. The more of God you know, the more in Him you trust. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say amen like you mean it. Spend time to know God. Number seven, pray abundantly in the Spirit. Zarote se kefa turati kajiga la perota si teferiti kakozalista. Jaga la pare so kokofarata sinanasi. Legora tafita pratosa tafira takalcha poradi kakalasti. Jeko kapifa rotasi katika la kadiga za kalashta. Zazambundu roto zuzu frika za kalagish. Zekzezebino papar katen senten frio kokoza kalabashti. Lasto frito kokobara takasiti kekia kokobara kadisi. Zanto kike pika luga bara taka ziga diga la kabakush. Joko kopa wazenze miatifia koko jikladia menza la kaka zizadusu. Zon tombe ngembe nyala toradon zon jufishu tupia kala kandi zikala lashto. Zon pe warata setifia toka zika litri di kakaosu. Yoro tombe tila taratisita kakala kaka diselololo vastina kakasi. Jion tuwa fitse kini mina kakaji loro tazikakala. When you begin to pray in the Spirit and you pray abundantly in the Spirit, a time comes when you become like a bird that has just been let loose out of a cage. Limits are taken off. You just escape the limitations. Limitations of time. All forms of limitation. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and in verse 7. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, that is audacity, of love, and of a sound mind. Jude, verse 20. He said, but you, beloved, building up yourself, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying. Faith is built. Now, prayer in the Holy Ghost does what for you? Number one, the Spirit of God imparts boldness and audacity into the spirit of man, destroying fear and timidity. Again, the Spirit of God imparts boldness and audacity into the spirit of man, destroying fear and timidity. You say, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness. We just saw that now in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. So when the Spirit of God is upon you, He destroys. He imparts boldness. He imparts audacity. He destroys fear. Destroys timidity. Acts chapter 4 verse 31. After the apostles prayed in the Holy Ghost, the place was shaken when they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Boldness. The second thing the Spirit of God does is that the Spirit of God grants you access into the depths of insight. That builds faith. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you pray abundantly in the Holy Ghost, you become a man of revelation. When you open scripture, it opens for you easily. And with that revelation, you charge up your faith. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing
the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man. What God has prepared for us. For them that love them. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. Somebody say amen. When I was in the university, I prayed permanently in the spirit. If I was reading my book, that is the medical book, for 3 hours, that 3 hours was in tongues also, so that I didn't waste any time at all. I didn't say that I was studying so much and then I couldn't pray. It was one of the young men around that time said, no, he said he cannot do it. That is either he's reading or he's praying. That if he's praying in tongues, he can't concentrate on the book. I said, well, I don't know how I'm doing it, but I can do it. Because with my mind, I read it. With my spirit, I pray it. Hey! So, I was permanently on fire. Even though I was studying a very hectic course, permanently on fire, permanently brutal. I wasn't expecting fail at all. Because blasting in tongues didn't give me opportunity for that. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Praying in the spirit. And then in the background, many things were happening. You know, in the background was heavy worship. Music was in the background. Heavy, thick worship. Most of the things I read at that time, with that music background, if I'm in the exam hall, and I remember the worship that was playing then, I remember what I read at that time. Well, we'll leave the mystery for another time. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So, by His mercy, I was able to return back to the lecturer whatever He gave me. I returned it back to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to somebody here. The Holy Spirit of God is about to turn you into another man. If you are saying amen, you say louder amen. If you are saying amen, you shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Mahasheke peke toko bagadagalagalaya. Praying abundantly in the spirit. I will ask you to pray at least for 10 minutes tonight. Will you do that? That prayer is also going to explode revival for you. Every student here that is trusting God for an electromagnetic mentality, electricity of mentality, I declare it will open up for you here tonight. Every spiritual man, every pastor, trusting God for greater light and insight in the world, you are going to see that tonight. Business person, divine creative ideas, you are going to see them here tonight. And every child of God that is struggling for revival, like that last man who testified, revival in your prayer life, in your spiritual life, is about to happen right now. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat, let's round up so that we can pray that 10 minutes prayer. Number 10. Number 8. Draw inspiration from men and women of faith. Draw inspiration from men and women of faith. Matthew 14. All right. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 13 and 14. You see Elisha picking up the mantle of Elijah, going back before the river Jordan, and parting the river Jordan exactly the same way as his master parted the Jordan. He watched it. He saw it. If you look at Matthew chapter 14 verse 28 to 29, you saw how Peter walked on the water when he saw Jesus walking on the water. And he said, Master, if you are the one walking on this water, ask me to come. And he stepped out of the boat. And he walked on the water. This is what happens. Inspiration is fuel for conviction. What you are struggling to believe, you saw it with somebody. Inspiration, observation, they fuel conviction. And conviction influences action. When you get inspiration, it will fuel your conviction. It will make you believe what you are struggling to believe in. You saw this thing in somebody higher than you or at a level. It fuels your conviction. Your conviction influences your action, and your action materializes into manifestation. Your action brings about manifestation. So it is from inspiration to conviction, from conviction to action, and from action to manifestation. All you need is to see one or two persons in the realm you are trusting God for. Oral Roberts was one of those frontline men that God used so drastically. Built Oral Roberts University and became an inspiration to many. Archbishop Benson Idahosa, Bishop David Oyedepo, an inspiration. They saw that university and they said, if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. Your faith will expire if it is not being inspired. If it is not being inspired, it can expire. It can just die. One day I watched a video of a crusade where so many deafs and dumbs heard and spoke about maybe 13 or 14 or something. I can't remember. I watched that. Then I was going in for a meeting, like a crusade, indoor crusade, a few days after that. Can you guess what happened? As soon as I stepped in that crusade ground, I said, everyone who is deaf and dumb here, can you come out, please? If you came with anybody who is deaf and dumb, they lined them up. I prayed for them one by one by one by one by one. 12-year-old, 60-year-old man, middle-aged. What I saw charged me so much that every single one of those who came out that day heard. Everyone. Because the observation and inspiration assist your imagination. What you are trying to imagine, it just gives you a shortcut. Don't imagine it, see it. Don't imagine its possibility, see its reality. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. That is the role of a spiritual father, a pastor, a mentor, a tutor, or somebody who is doing things at a higher level or at a bigger level than you. An arrogant generation who have no respect for spiritual fathers, mentors, or role models, they achieve nothing much. They just fizzle out in a short time. They are their own Alpha and the Omega, Melchizedek, in person. And they don't amount to anything. I see you going places. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Anybody ready to pray in the spirit for 10 minutes just now? Alright, just two more things. Let me give you a conclusion. One, faith must be fed if it must grow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. You say your faith groweth. Faith must be fed if it must grow. You are at a level of faith today. You can shift to a higher level if you grow it, if you feed it with all the things you said. Number two, faith must be fed if it must not fail.
Faith must be fed for it not to fail. We saw that earlier on in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to verse 32. If it must not fail. Luke 22, 31 to 32. So what is have we said tonight? Continually feed on the word to help your faith. Avoid the company of negative talkers and negative people. 3. Feed your spirit with good report and testimonies of the acts of God. 4. Keep watch over your eye gates. 5. Keep company with the faith filled. 6. Spend time to know your God. Time in His presence. 7. Abundantly pray in the Spirit. And 8. Draw inspiration from men and women of faith. It's a new day. Anybody ready to step into something realm here tonight? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Anybody heard something today that touched you? Something that means anything to you? And I have a prophecy for you. Your faith is going to produce your result. Whatever you've been trusting God for that you have not seen in this season, your faith will produce that result. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I come to you tonight for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Father, help me. Father, help me. And move my faith to another level. Father, I reject fear and timidity. I receive boldness and audacity today in the name of Jesus. Now pray in the Spirit for the next 10 minutes. Pray, pray, pray.
Yes, I said to say that I am a trainer. You're not just a chef, you're not a trainer.
Say, Father, see, one of the things that help us to pray endlessly is the spirit of revival, revival fire. Say, Father, I make demands on revival fire on my life, on the church in Nigeria, upon this church, upon our nation, Nigeria. Revival fire, a revival of godliness, a revival of evangelism, a revival of prayer, a revival of waiting on the Lord, a revival of kingdom service. I make demands on the fresh mantle of revival. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. We receive. I receive for myself, for the nation. where you are. Ready to receive something. That's right. It's already happening. Ready to receive that mantle of fire. That mantle of revival. That mantle of impact. Lift your hands up. Get ready for the fire mantle. A fresh prayer mantle. If you have not been praying the Holy Spirit before, fresh fire of prayer is coming upon you. And you are going to begin to blast in tongues like never before. Father, let the fire fall. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream and receive and begin to blast in tongues. Father, let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2. And 3, 4. Father, thank you for tonight. Blessed be your name. You want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight and have your sins forgiven, quickly step forward and let's receive you. You're saying to me, Pastor, remain standing. Remain standing. I've heard the word tonight. My life is not right with God. I know heaven is real and hell is real. I don't want hell to be my home. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come forward here. Those coming out, come on this left hand side. Quickly. Don't be the last person to come. I want to make my way right with Jesus. God bless you. Keep coming. One. Breathe your bread on me. Oh Lord, bring your bread on me. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You have given your life to Christ before, but you are not living well. You want to do it well. Come forward here. You want an addiction broken. You are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle, a smoking, a drinking, a gambling, a womanizing, a prostitution, a masturbation, lesbianism, whatever it is. You are bound to something. You want that chain broken. Also come forward here. Quickly rush to the front here. Give it a count of seven. Bring your bread on me. Quickly, come forward. One, two,
breathe your breath.
All I need, breathe your breath on me. Please breathe your breath. Sick people and those coming, come very quickly. Place your hand on your chest. Pray this prayer after me. Those coming to join quickly and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive forgiveness for my sins. All right, say, start again. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Say it. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sin. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Counselor.